됐다.
Sorry, I wanted to open the window and then I had enough time before the song ended. Yeah, let that spring air in while we still have it. Okay, so that was the song Odu to Taima, which means Old Timer, by the band Kuruli from Kyoto. And that was off the Sayonara Storenga, or Goodbye Stranger, LP that came out in 1999 on Speedstar Records. Before that, we heard the band Kinoko te Kotu, which means Mushroom Empire. And they're from Tokyo, with the song Haru to Shura, which means Spring and the First Day, from Eureka, that came out in 2013 on Daisawa Records. And we started that off with such a weird band name. That was the band Shushu Merge Syrups, period, from Kyoto, with the song Tonaru, which means Orange Rising, from the Klepsidra mini-album that came out in 2014 on Zankyo Records from Tokyo. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. And thank you all once again for being here while we dissect Japanese, I guess this end of the Japanese punk spectrum. Again, Japanese punk has a wide range. Like, the hardcore and harsh noise scene is easily the most intense thing you'll ever hear. But then these college rock and, like, songwriter emo, you know, post-hardcore bands bring such a musicality to it. Like, you know, hang on. Okay, He's really getting into it now. I don't really know how else to explain it, so I'll just show y'all, okay? So, okay, first, this isn't a guitar. It's actually a piccolo bass. Piccolo meaning that I just put piccolo strings on my Mustang, so it sounds exactly like a four-string guitar. It's not cheating, okay? Regular guitars are just too small for me. I don't know. This is easier for, you know, anyway. So, like, a standard power chord, this is an E major chord, I think, would sound like this, whereas Japanese music, I feel like traditional Japanese music sounds inherently, like it sounds, I guess it's like romantic to me. So in Japan, they were naturally playing it more minor. So like that. I don't know what you would call that, like minor seventh or some shit. So like that, or like this, or like this. Complex chords like this, we were talking about how Fenders are so prevalent in Japan, that clean tone makes those variations ring out more. If they were playing big, beefy humbuckers with a lot of distortion, then those complexities would get muddy and you'd lose those opportunities for subtlety. It's so wild to me that it worked out that way. Fender happened to start making clean guitars on the island, and it coincided perfectly with this new wave, this new sound that was in so many Japanese musicians' heads. And those ingredients blossomed into some of the best punk rock that's ever been made. It was inevitable, you know? So anyway, thank you for coming to my bedroom. Let's keep it going. Here, let me get it here. Yeah, I have this one on LP. I'm very proud of that. So this is a great band name. Even better, beautiful, clean chord arrangements. This is Captain Hedgehog from Yokohama, Tokyo, with the song You Don't Know How My Feel.
Down the bad roads I have sitting now, but I can't put up with it, walk yourself. My best friend can't put me to make an ass now. Said him, you don't know how I feel. My
most important Japanese punk bands ever. I think I actually talked about them earlier. That was, of course, Supercar with the song 333 from the landmark... okay, in English, it's called Charge, the Charge LP. And in Japan, it's called the 3 Outs LP. I'm not quite sure why. That came out in 1998 on Dob Discs from Emory, Japan. And, okay, secret thing, Dob Discs is spelled D-O-H-B. So in the alphabet, the letter following D is E, the letter following O is P, H is I, and B is C. So that spells Epic, which is Sony's label. So that label is actually a secret sub-label of Sony Japan. But don't tell anybody. Shh. Okay, moving on. Before that, amazing underground post-hardcore band. That was the band Kiwi Roll with the song 1 Kata 10 from the Bektoru EP that came out in 1999 on ZK Records from Shibuyaku, Tokyo. And Kiwi Roll are from Sapporo, Hokkaido, Japan. And we started that off with the best band name of the day, Captain Hedgehog. And, oh shit, is that a Sonic reference? Did I just get that just now? Okay, anyway. That was the song You Don't Know How My Feel from the Dolphin LP that came out in 2001 on Milk Tank Records and KOGA Records from Daizawa Setagaiwa, Tokyo. And Captain Hedgehog are from Yokohama, Tokyo. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. You can hear all of our episodes at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email Maximum at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate, and you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find podcasts. And I also wanted to give a special shout-out to MRR Radio's very own Carrie Allen, who's given us a couple of great episodes lately, and he earned a regular slot on the rotation a couple weeks ago. So congratulations, Carrie, and long live Appalachian punk and metal. So be on the lookout for his show here on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and also check out his weekly show, Fuzzkill Radio, on Pirate Flag Radio. Always happy to see passionate people added to the roster. Congratulations, Carrie. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. And thank you all for being here. Seriously, while we celebrate Japanese punk rock and celebrate springtime, which we should. It's an important part of the year. I think it's the time when the year really starts to come into focus. And I want to be present for that, which I really don't get to do most years. I feel like Portland always skips over spring. We get those couple weeks of greenery and rain and then straight into balls hot summer. But I want to try to enjoy this while I have it. I think too big picture most of the time. I tend to think in years, or at least months, rather than days. What's that saying? The days are long, but the years are short. I think life will be easier if I think in terms of days. If I don't focus on the future too much, like where I'll be in the coming, like, decade, then I can enjoy each day of the year more. There's nothing we can do about summer coming, so there's nothing to prep for. For real, if we do that, we're just getting a head start on dread. But I'm here right now. It's still May. It's springtime. And we won't have it for very long before summer hits, but we have it long enough to enjoy. And I enjoy this. I enjoy the breeze through the blossoming trees. So 2 more. And we've saved some of the best to go out on. First, I think I mentioned them before as one of the most important punk bands in the history of Japanese punk rock. We'll start off with The Pillows from Hokkaido with the song Rebroadcast from their... Man, I guess now it's their final LP. Their 22nd record called Rebroadcast that came out in 2018 on Delicious Label, which is a sub-label of Bad Music Group. And in February, they announced that they were ending the band after a 35-year run. Yeah, they started in 1989. Absolute legends. And a cornerstone of punk rock as a whole. 22 full-length albums in 35 years. Amazing. So, Godspeed, Pillows. And thank you endlessly for all that you gave us. And yes, if any of you are wondering, they are the band that soundtracked Fooly Cooly. Okay, and then, Jesus, speaking of weeby anime bands, we'll close the show out with another legendary staple of the scene, Beat Crusaders from Shimokita, Tokyo, with the song, yes, weeby as hell, I'll own it, with the song Japanese Girl. Yes, I know, shut up. And that song is off their fifth record, POA, Pop on Arrival, that came out in 2005 on Death Star Records. And yes, they soundtracked my favorite anime of all time, Beck, Mongolian Chop Squad. So, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. And don't forget that the Blossoms only happen for like a weekend, but the rest of the season is still worth paying attention to. Life isn't that short, so you have time to enjoy it if you take in the days and let the weeks and months happen on their own. The trees have to blossom at some point. We all have to go through our blossoming period. And then at a certain point, we need to accept what we've grown into. And it's just as beautiful. Yeah. I love you all very much. This is The Pillows from Hokkaido with the song Rebroadcast. And then Beat Crusaders from Shimokita, Tokyo with the song Japanese Girl.
この世が終わる時を眺めてる気分だった。 Years of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.